Okay. This will mostly be about sex. And I need to know if that'll make anybody uncomfortable. And it's okay if it does. Believe me, this stuff makes me feel wiggly. That's what my mom used to call it. Wiggly toes.
This is a simple matter of contract law. I'm sorry to refute the sexual tease of my opposing counsel, but really, what I need to know is, can you judge my client, an independent business owner, fairly?
Sex outside of marriage, sex with more than one person, sexual bondage. I'm sorry, I keep imagining my parents listening to this.
Sure, I could be fair. We business people all struggle with the same things, more or less. It doesn't matter if it's sex or office supplies. Accepted.
If her business were dedicated to illegal or illicit activity, would that change your mind?
Like what? Prostitution?
No. Her website, sideencounters.com, is dedicated to connecting spouses who want to cheat.
Well, I know my wife won't approve, but everybody has to make a living.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'd like to challenge this juror for cause.
There's no reason for cause, Your Honor. She's accused of it.
No. I am not going to let this trial get out of hand. I'll allow Mrs. Crozier's challenge for cause.
Miss Crozier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss...
It's all right. I am looking. If that's any consolation.
Anyway, I would agree with Mr. Gardner. You're both arguing a case through voir dire, which I strenuously disapprove of.
And, Your Honor, I'd like to use sexual images from the website in drama.
Come on, Your Honor. She's turning this into a lawsuit about sex.
Maybe it's just me, but this is a lawsuit about sex.
No. The husband of your client used my client's website to arrange a date and wound up dead, that's all. Could have been a website about antiquing.
But it wasn't. It was about infidelity.
Your Honor, then we would likewise like to introduce the police murder investigation into evidence.
That investigation was inconclusive.
How do we have access to this?
30-year-old Sean Briglio, found in room 606 of the St. Martin Hotel, handcuffed, ball gag in his mouth, and his penis severed from his body. Yes, it's making me wince even just talking about it. The severed member was found in the ice bucket.
You're kidding.
No, on ice with champagne. It's probably a joke to be made about shrinkage, but I won't go there.
I think you just did.
Date he arranged on your client's little lovely website is with a Cynthia R. Okay. That's a made-up name. And her handle was pretty special mine. Trace that IP address to a copy crater in Winnetka. Trail ran cold there. Checked his other earlier dates, all had alibis. Still an open investigation.
Like Jimmy Hoffa, huh?
I would imagine if Jimmy Hoffa's penis was found in a hotel ice bucket, Chicago's finest would be looking just as hard for his killer. But we are trying to connect this homicide to another female suspect in Texas. Also a castrator.
Thanks, Kerry. That was a pleasure.
Hey. Staying put.
You're staying put? Where?
Here.
Oh. Peter Thorik wants you?
Yeah, isn't that odd? I would have thought my competition with his wife would have made me persona non grata.
Yeah, I would have thought so too.
He doesn't seem to care that Alicia and I aren't on the best of terms. Read into that what you will. Okay.
This is a monastery, Alicia. I am a priest. Whatever you tell me does not leave here. It's not altruism, it's pragmatism. I only have a practice if I'm discreet.
I'm separating from my husband.
These notes are for me. I keep them under lock and key. So you're looking for a divorce lawyer?
No. We're separating.
But you will divorce?
I don't know. Yet, I haven't decided yet.
You're worried about it going public?
Yes. I want to know how to protect myself.
Financially?
Yes. Is there anything I should be doing?
What is your husband's income over the past 2 years?
Negligible. I've been the supporter.
And he's 1 month away from becoming state's attorney. That's $220,000 a year. You'd actually be better off waiting till next year to divorce.
David, let's forget this.
Yeah, what? Okay. You need it upstairs. Alicia, I don't know your personal situation. Frankly, I don't know. My tolerance for mess is minimal. But I can tell you this. You are like me. You like plans. You like lists. So make a list of your income, your expenses, and his, and all relevant tax returns. Bring it to me, and I'll make you a list of everything you need to do to protect yourself. Okay? Within the firm, we can call it the Cole divorce, something I asked you to work on with me.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, no. No thanks. You're paying me now. That was one billable hour. I round up.
Well, the bottom line is it's a cold case. A year-old unsolved homicide. Now, the police suspect that the victim was picked up from the slideencounters.com website, but there's no proof.
So our best defense is to play into that ambiguity. How can our client's website be responsible if the police haven't absolutely concluded it's from her site?
Oh, Alicia, good. We're going to trial on Side Encounters, and we need you to take on a more prominent role.
We didn't get the jury we wanted, and our client's product isn't the most sympathetic.
The opposing attorney is playing up the sex and infidelity angle, so we need you to take first chair.
Because my husband cheated on me?
Well, yes, it might work on the jurors who recognize you.
You all right with that?
Sure. They're going to want to use you as a punching bag, so we need to limit your time in court. Also, we need some more sessions of witness prep. You're their biggest witness. They're going to want to put you on the stand.
Because I'm unsympathetic.
Yes.
And you're supposed to rub off on me? The jury sees you being friendly to me, and they think I must be tolerable.
Well, I hope a little more than tolerable, but...
Yes, funny. I think of myself as very sympathetic.
Well, you're not on the jury. Also, we need to talk about your posture towards the widow, the woman who's suing you. Do you feel bad for her?
I do. I feel bad that her husband's dead. I don't think she's suing me because he's dead. I think she's suing me because he used my website to cheat, and for that she blames me.
You don't think she should blame me?
You blame the beer for the DUI?
No, but I might blame the bartender.
I thought you were on my side.
I am on your side. But the best way to be on your side is to see how the other side thinks.
That's what lawyers do.
That's how I do it.
You know there's a porn movie about you?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a porn movie about you. And all the wives standing by their husbands. It's a trilogy, actually. It's like Lord of the Rings. Seems to be a whole subdivision of erotica devoted to devoted wives.
Good to know.
I hope you're not offended. Men masturbate to the thought of you. It's almost an honor when you think of it.
No, even when I think of it, it's not an honor.
Good work.
Wait, Alicia, I don't want to lose my husband and my kids' money.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Good, I can build on that.
Really? One of them has a buck tooth. It's adorable.
I'll see you in court.
I'll get back to you.
That was Carrie. This is Cold Case. We're going to stay in touch.
Great.
So what's up?
No, Clinda. No.
What?
We both work here. We're both going to continue to work here. So let's not talk.
Alicia.
No, you don't explain anything. You do not put a single thing in context.
You slept with my husband. You do not say anything after that. You do not. It is selfish to say anything after that. I work here and you work here, but that's it. When you can find another case, do it. When you can walk the other way, do. Now get out of my office. Clinda, there are so many people who can see us right now, but I swear I will scream at the top of my lungs. You don't get out of my office now.
Grace, I thought I'd drop by and bring your favorite.
I know your mom hasn't wanted me to help out around here anymore, but I don't think she'll begrudge my lemon muffins.
Hey, Grandma.
Zach, how have you two been doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
I'll tell your dad. He's just so torn up.
Yeah. Mom said he's in an apartment.
Yes, she moved him there. I think it's comfortable. It's just... It's awful, though, how quick it was. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, we're good, though.
Yeah, I guess I'm still trying to absorb it. You don't know what your mom's thinking, do you?
Oh, she said that they'd give it a try. It was just too much for them.
I don't know why they can't try and still stay in the same place. Just seems odd.
I think it's just between Mom and Dad.
Yes, but it's about you two, too.
I don't think we should talk about it.
Elisa!
Nancy!
Oh, I'm so thrilled you'll be digging into this. We left things so unresolved last time.
I know. And I felt bad about how that came down.
Came... What do you mean?
How I beat you last time?
Oh, you're so funny.
Sean and I had this tradition on our anniversary. We'd break open some champagne and just watch our wedding video. I know, old-fashioned.
No, it sounds beautiful. I hate to have to get to this, but when did you first learn that your husband was having affairs on sideencounters.com?
When the police came to my house to tell me Sean had been murdered.
If it's not too hard for you, what did they tell you?
They showed me his profile on her website.
And this is your husband?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point, I'd like to show more photos of Mr. Briglio, but I understand that we need to warn the court.
Yes, thank you. The images you're about to see are of a strong sexual nature. If anyone wants to leave, please feel free to do so.
Okay. These are from your husband's private gallery on the website, and this is him with another woman.
Yes.
And this is him with two women. Did you know who these women were?
No, they're people he met through this website.
And had your husband ever cheated on you before learning about this website?
Objection, Your Honor, hearsay.
Oh, yes, sustained.
Sorry, that's so objectionable, but you were happy, Dana. I think it's all right if I asked that much.
I was. I'm not saying our marriage was perfect, but we always told the truth to each other. Until he found this site.
Those pictures are very upsetting. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mrs. Briglio, who's Gina Wiggins?
My husband didn't sleep with her.
I know. I'm just wondering who she is.
She's a co-worker of his at his school. She was always clinging on him.
Didn't Miss Wiggins bring a restraining order against your husband?
Sean was the victim there. She pursued him.
That's what your husband told you?
Yes. And it's true.
Because your husband always told you the truth until he found Stephanie's website?
Yes.
This is a certified copy of the restraining order against your husband. Have you read it?
No.
Would you like to read it?
No.
Because you trust your husband?
Yes. I took an oath, and I kept it to trust him.
Your husband first logged on to Side Encounters in April of 2009. Can you read when Miss Wiggins brought the restraining order against your husband?
But that doesn't mean anything. She's lying.
French, circa 1660, and I start the bidding out at 250,000.
Belinda Sharma. Sophia, almost didn't recognize you on the cover. I should have known. You're a big fan of Pre-Raphaelite?
Yeah, I was just looking for some home furnishings.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working?
iBanker. The first row, last one, is the guy with the girl. Company thinks he's bidding on blank checks.
Really?
Sounds fun. Don't patronize me.
No, seriously.
Sounds fun. Wait a minute. I asked you to come join me. I begged you to come join me. And you say corporate investigation wasn't for you.
I changed my mind.
And you said you'd never change your mind.
I was wrong.
Take my position. What's going on?
Well, I want to try something new.
Yeah? Okay, so why not go to the state's attorney's office? We both have friends still there.
Oh, that sounded better.
So that was your second call?
Offended?
No. Confused. We won't let you wear what you're wearing. It's a very corporate world.
Huh? I can adapt.
I've just started a new white-collar division.
I mean,
you want to think about it first?
I just did.
That's not what I said.
Yes, it is. In your promotional material, you're quoted as saying that your website allows couples to have affairs without cheating.
Yes, but I meant it about biology. Monogamy is unnatural. It forces the body to do something it's not meant to do.
Be committed.
No, be monogamous.
Have you used your website?
Have I? Yes.
So you've cheated on your husband.
It's not cheating. We know exactly where we are. We know exactly who we're dating.
And your husband approves.
Not only does he approve, I approve when he wants to date someone.
So if having an affair keeps a marriage from being based on a lie, why do you have a panic button on your website?
What?
Why does your website have a button that allows the reader to hide the page to keep anyone looking?
Because you don't have to share my philosophy to use my website. Oof. You give good prep.
I want to light a cigarette.
Not in here.
Just joking.
Don't delve too deeply into the philosophy of your website. You have to offer context, but briefly. It makes you sound like a crank.
Okay. What?
I don't get it.
You don't get how I can sleep with other people besides my husband?
Yes. I mean, why even get married?
I love him.
Yes. But what does that have to do in this context?
It means I want to spend more time with him than any other man or woman. I don't understand the reverse. How do you have sex with just one man? Why would you want to do anything? Play cards, go sailing, go fishing, whatever, with just one person?
Because it would hurt them not to.
Yes. Yes, but that's not about love. That's about fear. That's about jealousy. If you love someone, don't you set them free?
No.
You like to tie them down?
Yes, basically.
Aren't there men you look at and you just watch them in a Starbucks line, opening a door, tying their shoes? And you just want to grab their hand and slide it up the small of your back. Or feel the touch of someone else's lips on your skin. The taste of someone else's tongue. The pleasure of someone else's orgasm. Don't you want that?
I have to go. Good work.
You called?
Did I?
Yeah, an hour ago. You said I was going to do a show about Leo's murder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I just... I wanted to see if you had anything for me.
Here.
Just a minute. I'll be right back.
My phone at the moment, so please leave a message.
Alicia, you need to answer this. Nancy Carter was meeting with Carrie.
I'm a bit old-fashioned about these things, so you'll have to walk me through this.
Oh, I don't think you're that old-fashioned.
Thank you. Just walk me through this. What is a triad?
It's an open marriage among three partners.
Wow. I'm just a Michigan girl. Fresh off the boat. So, Miss Engler, let's turn to the victim.
Mrs. Engler. Married 6 years. So.
Hey, baby. Sorry. Mrs. Engler, how did you know the victim, Sean Briglio?
How did I know him? He used my site.
You never met him in person?
Nope.
And this credit card charge to the St. Martin, February 16th, 2010. Who were you meeting then?
Who was I meeting?
Yeah. You made a credit card charge to the St. Martin on the same day that Mr. Briglio was meeting one of his dates.
Objection, Your Honor. What does this have to do with the plaintiff's suit?
Yes, Miss Crozier, we seem to have run astray here.
Well, Your Honor, if Mrs. Engler met and slept with the victim, then this suit has even stronger merit.
Your Honor, we request a short recess.
But, Your Honor, I was just getting to the best part.
And let's take a short recess. I think we can straighten this out, don't you?
We just found a murder suspect. Our client.
Then charge her. If you have something on her, then charge her.
Sorry, I don't have a chair. My office is so small.
Come on, Carrie. What's your game?
I don't have a game. It's the game called prosecuting the bad guys.
You're feeding this information to Crozier in a civil case against our client.
Yes. I understand your client lied about not sleeping with him.
Sleeping with him isn't illegal.
You're right. Killing him would be.
Oh, come on. You think she killed him?
I think I'm investigating.
And you're using our civil case to further that investigation?
Well, let's just say that I'm watching with rapt interest. Next time, call ahead, guys. I'll have cookies.
You slept with him, Stephanie?
He was into S&M. It was too hardcore. I told him not to contact me again.
Okay, what have you got coming to?
Well, as far as I can tell, the murder case now has heat. They were trying to connect Briglio's killer to a serial castrator in Texas. That's how they overlooked our client.
Okay. Our advice has changed, Stephanie. It's better to starve Carrie's investigation of your testimony. So, with your approval, Alicia will make a deal in the civil, and we'll turn to defending on the criminal.
What's going on with your buddy Carrie? He seems intent on screwing us.
I'm turning in my notice.
Yeah, okay. What's the bump now, 5%?
No, Will, I'm turning in my notice. This is my 2 weeks.
I'm not getting into a bidding war.
I'm not asking you to.
We're gonna make you head of a department, Kay. We're going to put you in charge of other investigators.
Look, Will, when you hired me, I told you when I'm done, I'm done. I'm done. I need to try something else.
Where are you going?
I'll help you find my replacement.
Not really.
Don't you want to take that offer back to your client?
No, my client already gave me the acceptable amount.
Which is?
Almost made me slip.
You have a loser case, Nancy. We're offering you the insurance limit.
You don't want the insurance limit. Where do you get your hair done? It's so shiny.
She's not getting $11 million.
I don't know. This guy at the state's attorney's office, he's been super helpful. He's been giving me a few names that maybe I should add to the witness list. What? Grace? What's wrong? Nothing.
Are you sure? Is Zach okay?
Yeah, it's not anything. Mom, I'm gonna talk.
Grace, we discussed this.
No, it's... I don't get it.
We're separating. We need to take a breath.
I know other kids at school who are told that, and it's never true. It's just something parents tell them to make them feel better.
I love you, Grace. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
from hurting.
Can't Dad help you with that?
No.
But Dad's hurting too. He doesn't understand.
Dad came home?
No.
He called?
Grandma told us. She came over. I shouldn't have said. She told me not to say.
Your grandmother... Grace, listen to me. Your grandmother has issues. She's lonely. She'll be wanting to come over. I need you to call me when she does. Promise me you'll call me.
I'll call you back. Okay, so let me start. Stop contributing to your retirement fund until this settles. You have a salary bump coming in 2 months. Ask to delay it till next year. Make copies of your stock options. Keep them here at the office. They have a tendency to go missing if we start proceeding.
Talk to me about custody.
Is it that serious?
I want to know my options if I do something to make it that serious.
Okay. Your children are both teenagers and have a good deal of say in which parent to live with, more than you might think. Do not become the difficult parent. And you should document how much time you spend with the kids, how little time he does. And when I say document, I mean a journal.
What effect does the grandparents' involvement have with that?
Determining parental involvement? None. It's all down to the parents. Alicia, delay this fight.
It's not a fight.
Then delay this. He means more to you in the state's attorney's office than out. On all levels. I'm speaking purely pragmatically and oddly selflessly.
Thank you. I'm needed in court.
And you were working as a valet the night of the murder?
Yes. It was awful. People screaming.
And you saw this car. Stephanie's car the night of the murder.
Yes, that car. I saw it peeling out of the parking lot.
My goodness. Why did you tell the police before?
Well, it's only recently they brought me this picture.
Well, thank goodness it jogged your memory. Why are you here and not helping the police arrest my client?
I have no idea.
Let's see, I've worked at the Copy Crater for 2 years now. I'm good with people.
And you knew her as a customer?
Yeah, she uses the computer sometimes.
And these are the computers that the killer, Pretty Special 9, used to write her emails. This is where the police traced the, what is it called?
IP address?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's our little brush with fame.
But you didn't see Stephanie there at Copy Crater on the actual day.
The day the email was sent? No. All I can tell you is that she's a customer. That's all.
The carpet fibers found at the crime scene, they are from a Socala tweed stitch carpet.
And the defendant owns this carpet?
Yes.
And yet I'm still baffled why you're here, detective, and not at some murder trial. Can you answer that?
I can't. All I can say is that the plaintiff subpoenaed me.
We need another suspect. See what you can do. Even the whiff of another suspect will help.
Got it.
God, this pisses me off.
Do you think she did it?
Stephanie? I don't know. Doesn't matter if she did. This lawsuit's still bogus.
A photo I took earlier in front of the courthouse. A gray metallic Audi.
Now here's Stephanie's car. The photo used in court. It's what the valet testified looked like the car he saw racing off on the night of the murder. Now, they don't look much the same, do they? Until you put it at the scene and put it under the same fluorescent lighting.
Who's this car belong to?
The widow? Dana Briglio? You can point to her as the killer.
You can't be leaving me, Florida. You're too good at this.
It's time to move on.
What are you, a Dylan song? You said you had my back.
What do you want from life, Will?
What do I want? I don't know. Suddenly this is about me.
You want the same things as Alicia?
Alicia? I don't know. There's a vast difference between us.
Because she's married?
Yeah, for one.
And she has kids, and I... What are we talking about here?
Just separated from her husband.
What?
Alicia. She's separated from Peter.
It's not... There are too many issues.
I know. There always are.
Why? Why are they separate?
It's not public knowledge, so don't tell her I told you.
I'm not going to tell her anything.
You know best.
At one point early in the race, I actually thought Peter might lose.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
Alicia, hello. What a surprise.
Do you have a moment?
I do. I know you've heard me talk about her quite a bit, but allow me to introduce... Alicia, this really is a surprise.
From now on, Jackie, when you want to come to my home, you will call me. If you can't get me, call my assistant. If you can't get her, try again.
Why are you so upset, Alicia?
Jackie, do you hear my voice? Do I sound upset?
No, but these words are so hostile.
The next time you try to turn my children against me, I will keep them permanently off limits to you.
I didn't try anything. I tried to explain because no one else has explained.
Jackie, I have come to understand that you need to hear things two times to absorb them. So, the next time you try to turn my children against me...
So disrespectful. I've watched over them.
Yes, and thank you. That's why I'm not cutting them off immediately.
They're Peter's children, too.
Yes, but they're not yours.
You'll get custody.
That's unlikely.
He's the state's attorney.
Who banged a hooker 18 times. Let's see where that ends up.
Oh, my God, you're awful.
You don't know the half of it. The next time you want to see your grandchildren, you call first.
I know what happened in your house. I was your housekeeper, you know.
I have no idea what that means, Jackie.
Yep, like I said... That's the car I saw skidding off.
You saw this at St. Martin?
Yes.
But this is Dana Briglio's car.
Excuse me. Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, on what grounds?
Relevance. What are they suggesting, that Mrs. Briglio killed her own husband?
Yes, that's exactly what we're suggesting. Thank you, Ms. Crozier.
That's ridiculous.
No more ridiculous than suggesting our client did it.
I think I have to overrule that, Ms. Crozier. You introduced the car evidence. They should be allowed the opportunity to refute it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
But isn't the Socala tweed stitch carpet fiber one of the most common types in North America?
It's true.
And have you tested all of the carpets belonging to Mrs. Briglio?
All of them, no.
Do you think you should?
No, I don't recognize her.
You're sure? She lives just as close to your shop as my client, Stephanie Engler.
Well, I don't see everybody who comes in.
Good job. Really good job. I love seeing Nancy Crozier's face.
Yeah. Thanks.
How are you? Is everything good?
Everything's good. You?
Yeah, I guess, you know. If you ever want to talk.
Sure.
Good. I'm here. Oh, Glenda, good. I want you to prep Alicia for the questioning of Dana tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, I'm still tracing down Pretty Special Nine's avatar. It seems to be part of a bigger picture, possibly two overlapping drawings. Still haven't found a match. Do you want me to get somebody else to brief you? You mean someone who hasn't slept with my husband? Yes, you're in pain, Alicia. I hurt you. Now, do you want to know the facts of what? I slept with him once. Now, I do that. It means nothing to me, but I do that. Look, Alicia, I didn't know you. I'd never even seen a picture of you. To me, you were just the housewife. Then I met you and I liked you. I liked working with you. I liked talking with you. I felt bad. I don't like feeling bad.
Every step of the way, you just looked at me. And you knew?
Yes.
And I'm an idiot. I never once thought that you were my friend out of some guilt. Out of some guilty welfare for poor little me.
That's not why. I don't have friends, Alicia. You were a friend.
And you lied to me. You said that's not true about being with him.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, thanks. Oh, now that we've cleared that up.
I'm not explaining.
How was my husband? Was he good?
I found another job and I'm leaving next week.
Good.
We're still confirming, but we think your husband is Pretty Special Nine.
We think he was the one who wrote to Sean Briglio and arranged that last date. We just think you should be forewarned.
But I... What?
Our investigator thinks it probably was your car skidding away from the St. Martin on the night of the murder. But your husband is driving it.
And the carpet fibers, we think, are yours, from your house. But your husband tracked them there.
And our investigator showed your husband's photo to the copy creator employee, and he identified him as being a customer. You're our client, Stephanie. Alec isn't, and that's why we wanted to tell you.
Why?
Why did he do it?
Yes. He was jealous.
Yes, the violence of the crime scene, the castration, would suggest some passionate emotion.
He was jealous.
Yes. Did you talk to him about sleeping with the victim?
Yeah. But I... don't think he cared.
So, Mrs. Engler, as your lawyers, we would advise you to create some distance between yourself and your husband.
It's legally smart, but also... it might be safer.
Either way, we're in a sticky situation with the lawsuit. The plaintiff can now more clearly show culpability.
Stephanie. Okay, that didn't go the way I thought.
She's in love. All right, negotiate with Crozier. Let's try to keep her liability to a minimum. She's gonna need it for a good defense lawyer.
You clearly got Will Gardner's attention. He asked me how much I offered you. I figured this is when you tell me you're staying put. And that was your plan, right? To get his bid up.
You think I've been using you? I think it wouldn't be the first time. Hey, my case is done. I can start Monday.
Okay. And you'll have to hit the ground sprinting. You're going to be going back to the state's attorney's office. Yeah, we closed a deal to handle their investigative work. It's easier on my budget to contract out. I want you to be my top dog over there. Okay, I guess that's funny.
With Peter Fleurick?
Yes, he's the new state's attorney. He's bringing everyone back.
I'm staying.
Good. I need you on the Judge murder. So what was that, your little 3-day walkabout?
I wanted to leave. Now I don't. You want me to stay?
I do.
Okay.
Is this about Alicia?
Is what about Alicia?
You leaving.
I'm not leaving.
At some point, Kalinda, you're going to have to confide in someone.
No, I don't. You know what I discovered? I never have to confide in anyone.
The only client harder to represent than a cop killer is a judge killer. And forget the adjective alleged. Everyone thinks our client did it. This judge was a beloved figure, which means we're the bad guys. So don't expect any help from outside these offices. This is a high-profile, heavy coverage trial. And Childs is going to want to make it his swan song. So I want everyone to put his or her life on hold for the next 2 weeks.